The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition of the podcast. Two jumps fixtures in the UK to bring you on Sunday. We've got Carlisle and Exeter. We'll be taking a look at a couple of Carlisle races in more depth in just a moment or two's time. You can join myself, Sam Norris, alongside Alistair Jones and John Budden for all of the racing on Sunday. But first things first, it's a very warm welcome to Paddy Aspel, who joins me on the podcast today. Paddy, how are you?
I'm good, Sam. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad at all, Paddy. It's a good time of year. We've still got superb jumps racing to come from both Aintree and Punchestown. The turf programme on the flat is beginning to kick into life over the next few months. There's a little bit of something for everyone at the moment.
Yeah, there is, isn't there? It's just great to have be a little bit busier on the racing front, full stop, isn't it? For quite all week. Very, very strange. I can't record, you know, the meetings that are getting abandoned this week, or last week, should I say. I've never known them to be abandoned, you know, for these reasons before. But nonetheless, once you have two semi-dry days, things soon turn around. So, no, it's great to have them back, and we're going to start seeing some of the better flat horses. We've got some nice ones on show again today, and it won't be long till we'll be talking about guineas, Sammy, you know.
Yeah, indeed.
Soon comes round.
Yeah, it does. Great for some of the race courses as well, Paddy, to get racing on. Obviously, as a spectator sport, we're glad that there's more racing. But I think I was mentioning on the podcast with Gareth yesterday, for Kelso to get their meeting, the go-ahead on Saturday. Not one of the biggest courses in the country, but they've had 3-4 meetings abandoned. So yeah. great for their revenue streams as well, because if they can't race, they're not earning any money.
They've been very, very unlucky because they've lost some very, you know, quite prestigious meetings as well, you know, where they've had some fantastic money on offer and they've had absolutely no luck. Andy Moore said, there's a great job up there, and I'm absolutely delighted for her that, you know, on a day when they've got some serious money on offer, they've been blessed by the weather gods and they've got racing on, and they've been rewarded with some, you know, some cracking fields as well. So I'm looking forward to a very good day. I mean, look, it's heavy all round, but that was to be expected. But, you know, the one thing you would say about the track is, because of the spate of bad luck they've had, that you'd imagine conditions would be, I won't say fresh, but relatively better than most tracks.
Yes.
Because they've not had any action on it. So, you know, hopefully when we say it's heavy, it should be pretty decent sort of turf in that sort of sense. But there's some cracking money on offer today, and there's some Southern Raiders travelling up as well. So I'm very looking forward to it.
Yes, it's been dry and breezy over the last few days as well. So that is a good news for getting meetings on over the next few coming days and weeks. You've been busy since you've been back, Paddy. You've been riding out?
Busy riding out, Sammy. I'm still waiting to have him. Jersey was called off Easter Monday. They were waterlogged also. I was due to go there.
Season back on already, is it?
Yeah, Easter Monday was going to be the first day.
Right, okay.
But they've been lucky. They've got that meeting rescheduled. So they're going to have that in the second weekend in May. But I'll be back riding as soon as I can get some employment, for sure.
Okay, good stuff. You've been riding anything particularly nice?
I ride out in Kirby's most days.
Right, yeah.
In Philip Kirby's, he's literally 1 minute from my house. He's having a fantastic time.
Yeah, he is.
On the flat and over jumps. And we were saying this morning that they're actually going down to London they're going to appeal this Good Friday race.
Yes.
You know, in Newcastle, because I think it was, I wouldn't just say it because I know Phil, but, you know, I thought it was very harsh. It's a difficult one because in the Stewards Inquiries, they totally disregard loose horses. They're not part of the race. So trying to factor in that argument that was, you know, a big infringement to the Kirby horse on the day, Yeah, it's true, but the fact that they've literally got to go down to London with and use some sort of other avenue to explain, to put their case across, because loose horses, the stewards just totally, you know, they're not part of the race, so they're just focused on the first and the second. And the second, or the second horse was obviously hampered, but I don't know, it's difficult. Luke Morris is a very, very difficult man to come up against in the Stewards' Inquiry.
Yes.
He's had a million rides. He's very, very experienced. So they were a bit unlucky in that sense also, because he is one guy you don't want to come up against in the Stewards' Inquiry if you're trying to hold on to a race, because he's very clever and look good on him. And, you know, on the day they got the race in the Stewards' Room. But we've just seen a few of them turned over just recently, so or a few winners chucked out, should I say.
Yeah.
So whether it's as easy to go down and get them turned back around the other way, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and we've seen before, of course, the more eloquent jockey in the Stewards' Room, of course, with the St. Ledger controversy a couple of years ago, Colmer Donoghue versus Andrea Razzani. It just wasn't a match in the Stewards'
Room. It wasn't,
room.
No. He was literally like, and, you know, we've even seen someone like Joseph O'Brien, who comes across as very timid, but you get them in that Stewards' Room, it's, you know, but it's great, because that's, just shows how well tutored these guys are, and at the end of the day, you've got to fight for everything, and because these races are hard enough to win, whether it's in there or actually out on the track, you know.
Yes, let's take a look at some of Sunday's racing. Then we're going to go to Carlisle for a couple of races there, beginning with the 250 and novices limited handicap chase for the 250. Only attracted four runners, but it's a good little heat. Donald McCain is double handed in the race, just a quartet to sort out, Paddy, but all have got chances of some sort.
Yeah, like you say, only the four. But you wouldn't rule out any of them. I know it's an old saying, but Donald McCain's got two. Darren Tuffer Yank has got the cheap pieces on for the first time, but does have to give weight all round. And I think maybe the handicapper probably hasn't where he wants him because of his own consistency. But he is a course and distance winner. Crack and Find, I thought, showed a great attitude at Catrick the last day. I thought, the second slightly gave it away up the run-in, but Danny Cook came down as he regularly does, and I don't know why maybe more people don't do it, came right down the stand side over fences at Catrick on the fresher ground. But this one thing about Crack and Find is he's a typical Sue Smith horse. He wears his heart on his sleeve, tries very hard, jumps well. He's going to have to come forward again, but like I say, he's so genuine, this horse. But the one I was going to go for was Laura Morgan's horse here, Skipping On, because I think Patrick Crowley has played a real big part to this horse's improvement. He rides him with an absolute bundle of confidence. And Round Toaster, the last day, he particularly likes it Round Toaster. But, you know, that's right-handed. Carlisle's right-handed, stiff finish. Maybe not as stiff as Toaster. But the way Patrick rides this horse, he really seems to give him bags of confidence. And, I mean, the handicapper has given me £1 again. But simply that's because of the way he went about with a Toaster last time. But I just think he's off 112, but Patrick fetches five of that off. So, you know, he's still off 107. So I don't think his winning is finished yet. He's going to have to come forward again, because he's meeting three pretty decent and in relatively informed rivals. Two of them are last time out winners, as he is. But he's going for the hat-trick tomorrow, and I think he could well and truly do it.
Okay, and that's Skipping On then in the 250 race at Carlisle, the first of Paddy's selections on the card. We go to the bumper then, which closes the card now, the 5:30, 2 miles and a furlong for this bumper. Field of 12 down to contest this. Where do you go here, Paddy?
I've gone for the Irish horse here for Stuart Crawford's Largy Glory. I think these colours are familiar. I'm pretty sure Ferdy Murphy used to train plenty of horses in these colours, but I mean, this Fame and Glory filly has got an unbelievable page. It's actually got Istabrak.
Right.
And there was something else as well I seen on the way down in the pedigree as well also, by Fame and Glory. But just more so, connections do very, very well in these sort of events. Generally, when they bring them over here, they've generally had a point run. But this filly is actually making her debut. But because she's 4-year-old and a filly, she's getting all the allowances. 10 stone 3. I mean, next up in the weights is 10-10. Mm. And then the horses at the top, you know, 11 stone 9 Glenn Trula's got for Sam Thomas. I do respect Glenn Trula at the top because he's really improved with his race in this horse, and he's actually a course and distance winner also. And I think Sam Thomas has got, you know, a pretty decent horse on his hands. But as far as bumpers go, this is, I would say, a pretty warm bumper because there's plenty of horses in here with some good pages. Complex Kid is out of a real good mare in Life is Life. Was a real prolific winner down the years. Dan Skelton fetches up Finley's Eyes. Beneficial Geldon, who was, he cost quite a few quid for the, I'm trying to think of the, what's it, is the Coopers, isn't it?
Yeah.
In their colours. Also, Jill Bona's very well bred. This, Just Call Me Al.
The Rooney, but, sorry.
The Rooney, yes, sorry, yeah, that's yeah, it, that's yeah. it. And also you've got Phil Kirby, he's got McCardle in there, who's a lovely horse by Beneficial also, and it seems to be on the improve, and he has done that with each run. So I think on paper, this looks a pretty decent bumper, you know, for Carlisle on a Sunday, but obviously runners are stacking up a bit because we haven't had much racing, so we're lucky enough to get quite a decent field there tomorrow. And but that's the one I was going to take the chance on because it's getting the allowances all around. Brian Hughes on board, so the guys obviously think that this is a decent filly. She's obviously been shown enough. She's got a fantastic page, and it'll be interesting to see how she shapes.
Yeah, Largy Glory then, a choice for Paddy. Be very interesting how they bet that one, Paddy, with, as you say, quite a few newcomers there that look attractively bred.
Yeah, attractively bred, yeah.
Very interesting to see how they price that one up. It's the one down the bottom then, Largy Glory, that gets the vote for Paddy. Just recap your two selections then, please, for Carlisle's action on Sunday.
I've gone for Laura Morgan's horse, Skipping On, who's actually going for the hat-trick tomorrow. I mean, apart from that, he unseated one day, so really could have had the hat-trick up already and be going for the four-timer. But like I said, I just think the jockey has made a big difference to this horse because he's got an awful lot of confidence in him, and when he rides him like that, the horse seems to really appreciate it. And he absolutely bolted up at Toaster the last day, and you know, similar, like I said, it's going right-handed, stiff track, pretty deep ground, so I think he could well and truly rattle up the hat-trick tomorrow. I don't think it's out of the question at all. And the horse in the bumper of Stewie Crawford's, I just think he does so well in these type of events. Brian Hughes is booked and is getting all the age and sex allowance tomorrow. So 10 stone 3 on his back. And, you know, like I say, is on paper very, very nice, but they've got to turn up and show it. But I just think it could be a bumper that might be worth following because we could have some nice prospects in there.
Good stuff, the thoughts of Paddy Aspel there on Sunday's racing. You can join myself in the studio alongside John Budden and Alistair Jones for all of the coverage of both Carlisle and Exeter, two jumps meetings to bring you on Sunday. Thanks for that, Paddy. Enjoy the racing and best of luck.
No problem.